like to welcome y'all to another segment of the Mikey Empire Show, y'all. Today, I want to discuss how all this backdooring and rap music and how all of this is playing a part, not just to the destruction or demise, but it's a fall. We got to stay woke, you know, and pay more attention to what's going on right now versus being more into what's going on right now. Like, I have to tell my peoples, he was like, who richer, the poor man or the rich man? Who do you think gonna learn more? The poor man's son or the rich man's son? And my man said the rich man's son because he got all the tools. I say, Let me break it down for you, homie. The rich man's son already high. He got everything he could possibly want and more, so he knows nothing of a downfall. He knows nothing of the bottom. He knows nothing. So you wonder, you ask yourself, well, what do you start them to grow at? What if they don't want to be in a company? You know? Certain stuff that you really got to take aspect. And then I looked at it and I'm looking at it myself. And then you go back and you say, all right, well, the poor man. He's patient, he's humble, he's understanding. He's teaching his child how to really get through life with tools, using, you know, really understanding themselves, more capturing details on how to survive mentally, on how to grow from things and how to let things go and how to go about things of that nature. A lot of people don't understand that. These homeless people, some of them be homeless. I learned that some of them want to be homeless. Some of them really just don't fuck with the government. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't fuck with the government. You know what I'm saying? Or their life has been to the point where they've been fighting for so long, to the point where they found out the truth and they be like, what the fuck am I fighting for? You know? And then you got those who people, you know, motherfuckers gave up on them because of their illness. All types of shit, man. You know what I mean? So it's like, you really go and look at these people and the story that you get from these homeless people be so fucking incredible, bro. And versus me going to sit down with a rich dude, son, listening to how he, you know what I mean? Like, okay, mom and dad, or dad or mom, whatever the case may be, I'm this class and I just got this new car, or I, you know, and stuff of that nature, and they're gonna help me with my business, to, you know what I'm saying? Like, real shit versus a person who had to scrape it up. Go get it. Don't talk about it. Don't be about it. You know what I'm saying? Who had to align themselves and take the time to do things, to create these opportunities versus them being hand down to you. See, when they hand down to you, the appreciation value of them is null and void, because when you so used to it being there, you lose value in the sense of it until it's taken from you. Then you really understand the nature of it versus you falling victim to it over and over again. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, a poor man's struggle is, to me, is far greater than a rich man's struggle. You know? So we really want to try to kind of balance, because the rich man struggle, because when you look at it, and it's still, it's crazy, but it's fucked up. But in order for the for this rich man's son to survive now, he got to learn how to plank on the weak. He got to learn how to pray on the weak. He has to learn how to pray. And, you, and this the game that we don't know, versus the person who had to come up, who had to take care of the weak, help the weak. You see what I'm saying? Show the weak. It's a different side to the story. You know what I'm saying? Like, what goes up must come down. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, the ones at the top, you can't, like I tell certain people, you get mad at certain people because of the decisions that go on, instead of understanding that people do their jobs. Well, you got a job to do too. Pay attention. That's just like if I hit you or you hit me back. I get mad. What am I getting mad for if I threw the first punch? You see what I'm saying? What, because you probably hit me harder, or I probably, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the case may be. People got to look at these type of things. Only way it's able to go back and forth is if I hit you with a stemmed off it, one of us got to quit. Which means one of us got to be like, hey, stop swinging. Once you stop, then that other person got to stop. Because now it's like, who would you fucking fight? The air? You see what I'm saying? What competition you got yourself? Because at the end of the day, whether it's good or bad, y'all chasing the same thing. Honestly. When it's all said and done, you're both going to end up in the middle. Collide. Instead of really just understanding nature, having a balance, you know, realizing that the poor man's game is just as rich as the rich man's game being poor. And at some point, it's either you gonna balance it or keep it going in that yin and yang circle. But just remember, the more repetition you apply, the more it can either get good or the more it can either get worse. So don't plank on karma. Think more arcana. Think more situated and get yourself more aligned with your frequency. And timeness, other essence, timeness either gonna be with you or you gonna put it against you. Now, I've been sat down for a reason. I feel personally like I have a duty to say something. So, I'm gonna try to drop y'all, you know, just chime in with me, you know. Let me know what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? And if you'd like to donate, feel free to donate. You know, I really appreciate that. You know, subscribe to the page, share it if you can. But I will be dropping gems. I'm going to try to get to it every day and do a segment. And I really, you know, would like to hear from you guys and see where y'all point of views at with the things that's going on. And see if we can kind of like, you know, stimulate some stuff and get some stuff going on. This your boy, Mikey Empire, man. Y'all stay tuned. Have a blessed one.